Next of Kin by Piers Elliott.
To Almighty God, our brother Desmond, and we commit his body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. The Lord bless him and keep him. The Lord make his face to shine upon him and be gracious to him. The Lord lift up his countenance upon him.
To my eldest living son at the time of my death, I leave, devise, and bequeath all lands, properties, including buildings, machinery, and livestock, including the bull calf, on the property of McKeown, Rockhorry Wood, Ballybay, as long as he resides and works on it for a period of 10 years and looks after his mother.
Oh, he loved that bull calf.
Oh, it's all right.
Praise the Lord. We raise the dead to life. Give to our brother Desmond eternal life. We pray to the Lord. You promise paradise to the repentant thief. Bring Desmond.
How are you getting it, Donna?
Tight, Frankie, tight.
The buffet all right, though?
Tis, except for the foreigners eating most of it.
Fuck, I'm sorry about that, Donna. They've just finished night shift in the poultry farm. I like to watch Eurosport.
It's my father's week. I'm not sure he'll go to waste anyway. Not much of his line left.
He was 100% your dad, though. 100%.
Sure.
I was blackballed at first when I bought this place. They busted my clams. A blow in from Belfast, but your dad... Fair play to him. He was the first man through that door ordering a pint of black.
Well, that's because the last owners had him barred. You're doing all right now?
I'm telling you, Dan. The best thing this country ever done was join the European Union. Europeans, Lithuanians, Slovaks, the Poles, and some garglers. And the women. Sure, you would know all about that.
Stop.
Denny, here are some more sandwiches I make.
Made.
Made.
Thanks, love.
Your mum still looks at me as if I am glass.
Give her time, Natasha.
Sorry, Danny, on such a sad day. I want to do right. Be right for you.
You are, love. Mommy's just set in her ways.
I know. I help with tea.
When are you going to make an honest woman of her?
Quick, man, it's my father's week.
Exactly. The farmer on his new farm needs a wife.
Mommy's old-fashioned.
Ah, people are people. Comrade Zadisky, what can I get you?
I wish our Lord would take me too.
Your Danny's got thick with your one.
Man has his needs.
Not serious then?
Not at all. My Danny's wise to that one. My Desi'd be spinning in his grave.
He was a good man.
He was a saint.
Sure, didn't he go to the wee black babies in Africa every year until he wasn't able?
Tara, you're not to call the children of God that. I'll tell you better than that. He sent money over to a wee orphanage in Namibia every week, as sure as I went to Mass.
Who said we're not to call them that?
Father Nolan said it wasn't politically correct, is what he said.
It's very confusing, this politically correct thing. You never know who you're offending.
Oh, thanks, son.
You all right, Mommy?
Oh, I wish I could go with him, son.
Don't say that.
The thoughts of me in that house on my own.
Sure, I'll be there.
Who with?
We'll be all right, Mommy.
Sure you will. I'll be round every day, Kitty, for a yarn and the gossip.
Oh, he was a saint.
He was.
He got a good turnout.
He did.
Though I can't say I recognise many.
You know, Daddy, he could mix with anybody. Will we head after this gargle, eh?
We will.
One sec. Natasha, taking Mommy home.
Okay, I understand. No kiss?
See you tomorrow.
Are you all right, son?
All right, Mommy. Only had a few.
Counted six.
Aye, a few.
It's enough.
Never heard you give off to Daddy. Oh,
he could hold his drink.
And I can't.
I'm not saying that.
Wrote off more cars than I had hot dinners. Oh, here, give that there, Mum.
But you're driving.
Drink driving. Now, please, Mommy.
Oh.
How are you?
Who is it?
Yes. Is that right?
Who is it?
Yes, I will. What time? Okay.
Are you ever going to tell me?
It's the solicitor.
Rainey. What does he want? He's been paid.
He says he needs to speak to us at the farm tomorrow.
I hate to trouble you both at this sensitive time. And this, I assure you both, has come at a very late hour.
You've been paid.
There has been fiscal remuneration most gratefully received.
Joe, is this your idea of gentrification?
Excuse me?
Joe, we went to school together. Tickled trout in that back river. Now, I know you went to university and I was left to hold the fort. But speak to me without the marbles in your gob. Like you know me. And the way you know I know you. And not some stranger you're stroking for shackles.
Point taken, Danny. Your father's last will and testament?
What about it? We did this.
To my eldest son. Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, but you're the same age as me. 28, right?
5th of the 8th, 1978.
Thought that.
What's wrong?
I don't know how to say this.
Spit it.
A second party has contested the will.
Jesus!
Language. Won't have blaspheming in this house. Has contested what? Will someone speak Irish here?
Mummy, it means there's someone else.
What do you mean, someone else?
It means Daddy has another son.
Is she all right?
Too much for her. Nearly too much for me. What's the story, Joe?
Look, I received a photocopy of this birth certificate from a Namibian law firm late last night. I've had it checked for authentication and it all stands up.
Ken Marlon Brando, Kinbaye McCune. Mother Constance Kinbaye, father
Desmond Francis McCune. Look at the date of birth.
8th of the 9th, 1977. And what?
Well, technically, in the eyes of the law, if he's your father's son, then he is the eldest. And legally within his rights to stake a claim.
On what?
On the farm and land.
What? This is a scam. You must think we're buttoned up the back. We hear about them all the time.
Your father's name is on the birth certificate. The claimant is willing to take a DNA test. I mean, he's on a plane as we speak.
He comes any way near here, Joe, he'll have a back door full of buckshot.
I didn't hear that. Look, Danny, I know this is a lot. I couldn't actually believe it myself. But your father had apparently supported and was in contact with the claimant until quite recently.
Every year he used to tell us he was going over to Africa to help the wee black babies. To build houses, hospitals, irrigation systems.
Look, Danny, I know it's a big shock.
Irrigation systems? How did I not know? The windy shite couldn't put a nail into a plank. For months he'd be away. And there'd be me here like a lame shire slaving on this dung heap, while everybody else, yourself included, was spread to the four winds, having the time of their lives at university in America.
Look, Danny, give yourself a bit of time to take this on board.
You know what, Joe? This fella, De Niro, whatever you call him, he can have it. Have it all. He's welcome to it.
Tommy, it's only a rabbit. Take a chill pill.
Only way you blow off steam.
I suppose it's cheaper to bring the bartender with you. So, your dad had an illegitimate son. It's hardly front page news, is it?
You know, you can be a cute whore from the big smoke when you want.
And you a cheeky one. But what is front page news? Is that his middle name is Marlon Brando?
Is this the Belfast version of crack?
Why, am I in danger of getting shot if it is?
You are.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
His favourite actor was Marlon Brando.
Oh, I get it.
Hold on until I put another two up the spout before you say another word.
Look, whatever you think, but you have to admit, Danny, it's an out there one.
I'm glad someone finds it amusing.
Well, there is another way to look at this, Danny.
And what's that?
You have a brother.
Oh, Nice bit of wheaten bread, son. Eat it up.
Not that hungry, Mammy.
The bull calf. Nice bit of marble on him, son.
He has.
Kick out some nice cows.
He will.
Well, did you get many rabbits, son?
Missed more?
No, not as many as there were.
There's a disease.
Myxomatosis?
No, a new one. A Chinese one that affects their liver. They die in the warrens.
Ah, stop.
You all right, Mummy?
Oh, eat up your wheaten.
As I said, man, not that hungry.
Oh, well, neither am I, come to think about it.
A wee one.
You don't drink whiskey.
I do now.
Protestant or Catholic one?
What?
In Belfast, the two whiskies would be Bushmills, which was the Protestant one, and Jameson's, which was the Catholic. Although your dad always drunk Paddy Powers. That was his tipple.
In that case, and out of spite for my sire, I'll have a Bushmills. And save your Belfast bull dung for when the Americans arrive.
Danny, you didn't call.
I had things to do.
You always call. Is there something wrong?
Can a man not have a minute to himself?
Speak to you when you're not in such a bad mood.
Julio Iglesias, eat your heart out.
Things on my mind.
There you go. And the tax are paid for it again, Danny. Do you ever think of returning the gesture? Aye, man. That's a big guy. A big black guy.
Hello.
How are you?
Fine, thank you. So, this is the famous squealing hog. Can I have a Paddy Powers?
You certainly can.
On the rocks.
That reminds me of someone.
Slancher.
Do you mind?
Welcome to Rock Curry.
It's just how I've seen it in my mind's eye. Green, lush, and the kettle so fat.
Suppose anything beats a mud hut and a bag of bones.
Good one.
Wasn't meant to be. I'm away.
Can I get you a drink?
I buy my own.
Tommy, you're still a drab.
Give it to him. Oh, that's right. He only drinks Paddy Powers like his daddy.
Ribs and cabbage.
It's Wednesday.
And?
You always make ribs and cabbage on a Wednesday.
Do not.
Do?
Only would have made it on a Wednesday if your father went to the market.
Can we not talk about him at dinner?
Why not?
Because he's dead, that's why.
Talking about the dead keeps them alive.
Exactly.
I don't understand you.
That's because you've your head jammed in the sand, Mammy. Daddy's had another son with another woman in Africa before you had me.
Don't you dare talk about your father like that. Not my Desi. He was a saint.
Oh, you keep thinking that. He was in Africa every year.
Helping the wee coloured babies.
Aye, that and filling another woman's boots. He has a son. The son is here. He's older than me. It means he can claim the farm, our home. Do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying?
My Desi? No.
My daddy.
Oh, Jesus, Mary and Joseph.
Danny, it's Joe Rainey here. Look, I've been contacted by the contesting party solicitor. This man is deadly serious.
So are we.
Just keeping you right.
Gee, thanks.
Also, the contesting party has asked for a sit-down to iron out what is legally binding.
Does he know? Well, he can go and...
Look, use the head, Danny. If you and your mother dispute this, I mean, we're talking a long, drawn-out court case where the outcome could be less than favourable. And these things are expensive.
We have money.
You won't for long if this goes to court. It could go on years.
What would you have us do? Roll over and give him the farm?
Look, I got a yarn with his solicitor. Yeah? This big shot from the city specializes in property cases. There's a deal to be done.
Whose side are you on, Joe?
Danny, I'm your legal advisor telling you as it is. You need to work something out with this fella, or this could get messy.
Messy it is.
Thank you.
Look who it is. So the prodigal son returns. Sorry, Don.
Man, can you not keep a civil tongue in your head?
Chill, man. A wee one.
Pint of black.
Sorry.
Forgot about. If they take it, they know then.
They hear the grass grow. Small place, as I found out.
What made you come here?
My divorce in Belfast.
But at least you came from something. At least you went away for a reason. Someone. You know what gets me the most? The fact I've stayed, stand, drink, eat and sleep where I was born.
I don't get you that.
All through my life since I was a cub, it's been that farm in Knockcorry. Like it's some sacred boulder on me back. And then overnight, you find all this out. You know something. You think you know something. You know nothing.
I'll drink to that. Whatever it means.
You don't get me.
What?
This is all I have. This is all I know. It's not for barter.
So what are you going to do, Don?
Them fellas you know from Belfast to come down to buy the cherry diesel.
You don't want to go where, Donny.
Why?
They're hoods, that's why.
Well, that's exactly why I want to go there. I'm sure if them fellas had a word with this African fella, they could put him off. You've got their number.
Believe me, cancel that as a bad job, Donny. And I don't have their number.
Frankie, I was there when you bought the smuggled cigarettes off them. Look, this is our lives here. My mother's. All I want is them to spook him.
No heavy stuff.
Ah, what do you take me for, Frankie? A word in his ear from a couple of hallions in Belfast. She'd send him on his way.
Don't know about that, Donny. He looks like he's no mug neither. Plus, he comes from Africa.
What's that supposed to mean?
Like I say, it means he's no mug. Nah, you're going to regret this, but on your own head be it.
I heard the news.
What news?
About the farm.
Tara, I don't know what you're talking about.
The farm. Daisy in Africa.
Like I said before, my Daisy was a saint. Danny was saying about the rabbits.
What about the rabbits?
Not as many as there was.
There's not. Country used to be haven with them.
A Chinese disease. Affects their liver.
Desperate.
Oh, desperate it is. But at least we might get a few vegetables this year.
Well, I'll be off then. Sure, I'll see you at the bingo.
Might just give bingo a miss.
You all right, Kitty?
Sure. Why wouldn't I be? I'm heading up to the graveyard to clean my Desi's grave. Well, Desi, I'm going to clear out your clothes. I've decided to keep your good Oxfords and that good tweed coat. But the rest, I'll put in old silage bags. Take it down to War on Want in town. I was saying to Danny that the bull calf should kick out some nice cattle. Fine stamp of a bull calf, Dizzy. You know, it's supposed to be the hottest summer in 50 years, Dizzy. Oh, we'll be expecting 4 cuts of silage this year. Oh, these flowers are all dead. Have to get some new ones for you, Dizzy.
Mommy, what are you doing up?
Foxes.
Chickens locked up?
They are. You think I'm doting?
Just saying.
Vixen calling her cubs.
I'll peel them tomorrow night with a tutu.
Oh, leave them be. To the winter at least. Everything is entitled to a wee bit of life.
Suppose so.
You want me to make you a piece? Some nice gammon?
No, Mommy. Had a feed of drink.
Can smell it.
You all right, Ma?
All right, son.
I'm away to me scratcher.
Night. Night, son.
Night, Ma. Ma?
Yes, son.
Everything's going to be all right.
You here early?
We're meeting your ones.
What ones? Well, them ones. Not here, you're not.
Where else can I meet them? It's the only place they would know. Besides, they know you.
No way. What time it?
What about you, Frankie?
Ach, Tank. You're looking well. You lost weight?
I told you, Harry.
So he did. He said you were full of shit.
Your mate here?
Aye.
So, you got a problem?
I have.
Can I get you lads a drink?
That'd be great. 2 pence, please, and give us some of them crisps.
Put that in our tab. So, tell me about this wee problem. So, that's where he is most of the day.
On the internet. No heavy stuff, right?
Listen, this is wee bonds. Leave it to us.
You're in safe hands.
Here. €200.
€250. 50 for Deezer.
Just make it clear to him he has no right being here.
Job done. Well.
Hello?
Ken, right?
Right.
We're friends of someone you know.
Yeah, who?
You know who. You've came a long way. Fair play. But it's a pity.
A pity? Why is that for?
Because if you know what's good for you, you'll go back.
Yes, you better.
Look, mate, we're doing this the nice way.
There is no nice way to intimidate anyone. I come from famine, disease and civil war. You think you can intimidate me? Two drunken fools?
No need for that.
Don't have us there.
He's a big one.
Just told I gave you a message.
And now I'm giving you one. Get out before I lose my temper.
Right, JP.
No sweat. That's him told.
You think you can try and intimidate me?
Who are you talking to?
You think two drunks can scare me?
Don't know what you're talking about.
No? Well, know this. I am here, and I am here to stay for what is rightfully mine. Your laws, not mine. And the next time you want me to leave, why don't you come and try it yourself?
Might just take you up on that. More. Outside. No fighting dirty. I won't need to.
God!
No, Danny. He says he won't be pressing charges if you won't.
Sign with me.
That's about the land.
Sean, you'll be head of Monaghan CSI any day now.
Don't be getting cute with me, Danny. Wasn't me giving you the hiding.
I was only getting into me stride.
Well, take this on board. A formal caution. Any more rolling about the square or other such antics, and you'll be banged up. Now put that in your pipe and smoke it.
This day, with Valencia losing so heavily at home to Roma.
He must have touched for you. You have a black eye.
Thanks for your support.
See, your intimidation plan worked a treat.
Wasters.
Look, I told you not to go near them, Danny. You're annoyed. It's me that should be annoyed. Them Comanches drunk the bar dry for buck she. You brawling out the back. It's bad for business, Dan.
Everything's about money with you.
Pat Kettle.
This is more than that. This is land. Our land.
Hi, Noble.
You don't get it.
All I know is this. You'd be better sorting this thing out the legal way, Danny. For everybody's sakes.
Look, I wanted to have this yarn with you off the record, away from the office. Danny, we have to get this sorted. I've had a solicitor on reading me the Riot Act. Since when did you become a criminal?
Criminal? You're talking dung, Joe.
As far as I'm aware, assault, blackmail and intimidation are still regarded by the law as criminal acts.
Don't know what you're on about.
Of course you don't. Danny, this is not your form. You were the only fella in school that didn't raid the orchards. I mean, we have to knock our heads together and come up with something that is mutually beneficial to both parties.
What have you in mind?
Hear me out. I sit down in the office, say, at 11.
Me and him?
With his solicitor and yours truly. Calm heads to see if we can square this off.
Don't know about that.
Danny, I don't think you've got much choice in the matter. And it might be a good idea to bring your mother too.
Oh, Danny, you gave me a scare. Did you eat your porridge up?
I'm going to town now, Mammy.
Oh, let me see now. I think we have everything we need. All except bread. Get me a loaf, Danny. Brennan's bread.
To meet Joe Rainey, the solicitor.
Ask him about his mammy. I heard she wasn't well last week. Gallstones.
You might want to come too, mammy.
And why would I?
That thing I talked about.
I'm too busy here. These hens, they're fretting.
Right, mommy. How are you, Natasha?
Hello, Denny.
Look, Natasha, I'm sorry I haven't been about, but there's been a few things happening.
I heard. Your relative from Africa?
Relative? Have people nothing better to do around here?
Ireland is a small place. Look, Danny, you need time to think. It's okay. I understand. Your father dying, your mother, his business with your relative.
He's nothing to me.
There's a lot of turbulence in your life. You need some time to be calm. When you have time to think, let me know where we stand.
Natasha!
Bye, Danny.
Ah, Danny, glad you could come, ma'am. This is James Dickey, Ken's solicitor.
Hello?
Can't say I'm pleased to meet you. And don't think I'll be shaking your hand either.
No, I yours.
Came to state me case, you're getting nothing. It's as simple as that.
Well, I know this is a sensitive issue, but as stated, there are legal, binding laws here.
You think you can come here, from Africa, just like that, to our land, our farm? This bloodline has been earned.
So is mine. I am the first born son.
A relation is family. You're nothing but a relation through whiskey.
Lads, it would be good if this was conducted in a civil manner.
How dare you insult me?
Believe me, the feeling's mutual.
Look, everybody calm down. Look, we're all adults here. Danny.
Look, I'm trying to understand how you must feel.
No, you don't. Because I didn't go to your country and demand part of your land, your life.
I came because my father... Our father wanted me to.
Wanted you to?
He visited every year. He wrote to me and my mother. The situation was never perfect, but we dealt with it. He wanted me to meet you. He wanted the truth to be known.
That's why the Coley waited until he was 6 feet under pushing up daisies. And what about the farm?
He told me about that too. He said he felt the farm had you a bit trapped, that you might want a bit of help, that to give you some time to do other things.
And what about my mommy? What do we tell her about all this?
That I cannot answer. Father contributed to my education at agricultural college. I am proficient in most areas of farming.
Did he now? Well, he done more for you than he ever did for me. You got the farm all right, but over my dead body.
Danny, come.
Mommy, got you some bread.
Oh, thanks, son.
What are you doing?
Clearing out your father's clothes. There's a nice tweed coat there, and a pair of Oxford brogues.
Want nothing of that man.
No.
Ah, Mammy. It's going to be all right.
How could your dad do this to us, son?
Mammy.
To me?
Things happen, Mammy.
Everything happens for a reason. What's this reason? The only thing we have... The only thing anyone has that's worth anything is land. How could he do this to you, his son, who tilled it from a boy to man since it was muck to pasture? Oh, the thoughts of him, of his lies, of going to help those poor people. It turns me, Danny. Makes me hate another, a stranger I don't know, against all my worldly and God-fearing instincts.
Look, Mammy... We're just going to have to dig deep.
How? When there's nothing left to dig to, son?
It'll work itself out, Mammy.
Desi, I came to say my piece. How could you, Desi? You laid with another. All those years... I thought you were a saint, and all the time, you were away, sinning. The humiliation. Oh, and the cheek. you think it was easy for me to lie with you? Whiskey rusting your tongue and that barbed wire beard. Oh, for better or for worse, I stuck to it, which is more than you can say. And you're away now, leaving us with nothing but your stains. Well, stains need ablutions to wash them away. And that's what these tears are, Desi. For you'll hear no more from me.
Hello?
Oh, I was just leaving. You might want to clean that row of graves over there. The litter on some of them is a disgrace.
Oh, I see. No, I'm not here to clean graves.
Be going.
You must be Mrs. McKeown.
How do you know that?
I know a lot. I'm Ken. I don't know if your son has spoke about me.
Oh, would you look at that? I have the car parked under a rookery. It'll be all soiled.
Okay, I understand. Just paying my respects. Mrs. McKeown.
I have to go. I feel a bit dizzy.
Mrs. McKeown, are you okay?
Oh, my head.
Mrs. McKeown.
Oh, I don't know what came over me.
But you feel better? We can go to the hospital if you want.
Oh, you go into that place, you never come out. Awful good of you, son, driving me home. I hope I'm not putting you out.
Least I can do.
Just next left, over the humpback bridge.
Your countryside is so beautiful here.
Oh, tired eyes ignore it.
Here?
Anywhere. Oh, thank you. How are you going to get back?
I have legs.
Oh, not at all. Our Danny will drop you back.
Somehow I don't think that's a good idea.
What in the name of... What do you want? Mommy, what's going on here?
Calm down, Danny. I had a wee bit of a turn.
Oh, you did this, didn't you? Playing with her nerves.
Who's her?
Your mother fainted.
Fainted with stress? Well, will I get a doctor, an ambulance, Mommy?
No, we not. Stop fretting, Danny. I had a wee turn. Nothing unusual in that.
Oh, I know what you're at. You came to scope the land. You see enough? Well, take a good look round, because that's all you'll be doing is seeing. Prime dairy fields, fat cattle, they're McKeown's, not whatever your name is.
Ken helped me, Danny.
I'm sure he did. You might fool an old woman, but you don't fool me.
Keep a civil tongue in your head, and don't dare you call me old or I'd scalp the arse off you.
Mommy!
That's enough, Danny McKeown. No more of this acrobating. Now, you drive Ken back to your father's grave and to where his car is this minute. And once again, thank you, Ken.
You're welcome, Mrs. McKeown, but I'll walk.
Oh, I'll drive you back. Wouldn't have you talking about us.
I'll walk.
Please, Ken. For me.
If that's what happened, then it's appreciated.
What are you saying?
If you were genuine.
What? You think I instigated your mother's dizziness?
Oh, always a clever fella. Shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Where?
Me da's grave.
And my father's grave.
You just love to push my buttons.
And you mine. I have every right to visit that grave, as much right as you. Oh, yeah, stop the car.
Not a problem, since you're only a mile away. Take the next left at the Stagger Junction.
Thank you.
Is there no end to this?
It ends when you realize I am not an enemy. It ends when you realize that your father was my father too.
Why don't you go out, son? No use two of us moping.
No way, Mommy.
Yes way, son. Go out with your one.
And what about you?
There's a lot to be said for vented wrath. There's a lock of clean socks on the line.
You sure, Mommy?
As sure as can be. And Danny, this Ken fella, the cut of his jib, He might not be the worst.
Don't know about that.
I do.
Sorry, but the way you have got on, Natasha.
I need to know, Danny, what you feel.
I care about you.
And I care for you, Danny. But don't you want more from life?
Like
someone to snuggle up to in the winter. Share a bath with. Share a life with.
I think you do.
Do I know her? I didn't come to Ireland to get my heart broke. I came to have a better life. It's the least I deserve.
You do. With me.
I'll hold you to that.
The president.
What's this?
What?
Him, in the bar.
You mean Kel?
You know exactly who I mean.
Well, got to thinking. After the row with you, and then us kind of recruiting them Mara Highlands to put the clamp on him. Well, this is me to myself. Life is too short, so I invited him in for a gargle.
You invited him for a gargle?
Hate to say it.
You know you will.
Well, this fella looks like he's here for a bit.
Well, he definitely will be now since he's gone down like a house on fire.
He's a bit of crack.
A bit of crack?
You're both adults. You had your running. Let bygones be bygones.
Thanks, mate.
Where are you going?
Somewhere else. Hello?
Danny. It's Joe.
Send me peace, Joe.
I know. Listen, Danny. The other party has a proposition to make, and before you jump off at the deep end, I strongly advise you listen to it. He doesn't want the farm or land. He only wants to be able to visit Desi's grave and to lease a few fields off you for a business venture that, if realised, could be very lucrative for everyone.
What if I say no?
Then I'll be speaking to you as Mr. Rainey, your solicitor, and refer you to your father's last will and testament, which states next of kin and the eldest son's claim to all landholdings. That fact doesn't go away, Danny. Every court in this land recognises that. Look, think about it.
You don't have to do this, Mammy.
You know something, son? I do.
Well, only if you feel up to it.
Son, I should be rubbed out and drawn again, but this is important.
Oh, here he is.
Danny?
Cam?
How are you feeling today, Mrs. McCown?
Oh, a lot better since last. Pleased to properly meet you, son. Can we get you a coffee? A tea, maybe?
Thank you. A coffee would be fine.
Danny? Well, you're a fine stamp of a man. Taller than your father was.
Thank you, Mrs. McCown.
Oh, call me Kitty. Danny, give Ken and I a few more minutes to get better acquainted.
You sure, Mommy?
I won't bite.
Well, it stopped me, Mommy. I'm worried about it.
I would just like to say, Kitty, that I have the utmost respect for your family home, and I will try to understand better how difficult all this has been on you both. The land is yours and always will be yours. I would just like to propose a business venture, which I think could take off in Ireland.
I'm all ears. Nice fella.
What? He gave me a black eye.
Far from your heart. I noticed he had a bust lip too.
Did he? I didn't notice.
Handsome too, like Johnny Mathis. More brains than his father as well.
Can't believe you.
Not made like you, granted. But still, oh, a fine stamp of a man.
You trust him?
Man's only as good as his word. He came this far. Sounds like his life was hardly a bed of roses.
Whose was?
You're right. Just the way your Wan's was, too, before she came to Ireland.
What do you think of his proposition? Ostriches? That's not farming at all.
Don't knock it until you try it. These brochures he gave us say their meat is as lean as chicken. And they adapt very well to our climate. And the market is vibrant with gourmet restaurants and whatnot.
We're cattle, Ken, Mammy.
Danny, hate to say it, son, but Ireland is a changing place. The world is a changing place. And whatever way you look at it, we have to change too.
What, to please him?
Ken could be worse. He could exercise his claim on the land. Oh, and that'd be a disaster for one and all. For the man that made it isn't making any more.
And there was me thinking you weren't paying attention to all this.
I pay attention to everything. Look at you, out courting with your one. Are we ever going to get a day out of you, Danny?
What? Thought you didn't like her.
Nah. I reckon that was just my molly-coddling nature playing up, son. You're my baby. And when I caught on you were serious about Natasha, well, I acted up a bit.
Did you know I was serious?
Where do you want me to start? The hum of perfume on your collar? You using a belt as opposed to your usual veiling twine. That spring in your step and the red bruise on your neck that was no bull calf nuzzle.
You're not angry, Mummy?
Oh, anger's for the young, son. I've spilt my ire.
I have to say, I thought he wasn't that bad a fella. Packs a punch, doesn't fight dirty, and apparently he's not shy we buying a drink either.
There you go. Doesn't get that from your father.
So, what do you think we should do then?
I think we should break his arm for his offer. There's a thing I'm not used to. A man cooking.
10 to 12 minutes. Just a little garlic, salt and some paprika. What do you think?
Tastes just like chicken.
Oh, better. Natasha.
Bravo, bravo.
Healthy too. Less fat than beef. So, do we have a deal?
You know, I didn't think I'd ever say this. But I believe we do.
Now is next of kin better than no kin at all?
In Next of Kin, Danny was played by Charlie Bonner, Kitty by Sorica Cusack, and Ken by Richard Preble. Frankie was Kevin Elliott, Rainey, Luke Griffin, and Natasha, Christina Catalina. Tara was Julia Dearden, Tank, Jared Jordan, Harry, Kieran Nolan. The Priest, Sean and Dickie were all played by Patrick Fitzsimons. Next of Kin was written by Piers Elliott and directed by Heather Larmour. It was produced in Belfast by Gemma McMullen.
This video was uploaded to the channel Thinking Out Louder. Please like, comment and subscribe to the Thinking Out Louder channel.